Third Coast Digest is brought to you in part by 91.7 FM, WMSE Frontier Radio.
As part of our Holiday Stories series, Dasha Kelly has come in and she's going to tell a personal story about the holidays.
I grew up in a military family, so moving boxes were very much a part of our existence. And one of the moving boxes that we always had to check off the list was the huge box that the Christmas tree was in. So we had this plastic tree that we kept in the original box, and it traveled with us all over the world. Each year, each move, pieces would come up missing, branches would be bent, but we always had this tree. So it was one less thing that we had to scout out and try to find wherever we were living. And what's interesting is my mother always made the tree happen. As a kid, we just want to wake up and see the presents under the tree. We just want to wake up and have this magical thing going on. We would make ornaments every year to hang on the tree. So again, it was which ornament survived the move and which angel had an arm missing, but we always made more. So decorating the tree was always exciting, but the putting up of the tree, my mother always made that happen. I would say I came home from college. So I'm a freshman and I'm looking for the tree. And at the same time, I'm not looking for the tree. It was just always just there. We had stopped oohing and aahing over the tree. We had stopped sitting around with the colored lights flashing on the tree because we were bigger, we were older, and it was just the time we spent together. And lo and behold, there's no tree. There's no tree. The 7-foot tree had been replaced with a 7-inch ceramic tree figurine on top of a mantle. And my sister pulls me aside. She said she's not doing the tree anymore. So we called Mama, what's going on? She says, well, since I'm the one that would always put the tree up and no one seemed to really care about the tree anymore, and it's a huge pain in the butt, we're just not going to have the tree. And we swallowed and we had to understand, you're the one doing it, and we had a Christmas couch. From that point forward, and I have to tell you, it was probably the best revolt that could have ever happened. Not that it didn't ruin Christmas, it didn't ruin our time together. Everything we did as a family around that time happened with or without the tree. So we piled up the gifts on this couch, the Christmas couch. We gathered around the Christmas couch and we passed the gifts back and forth, whosever turn it was to open their things. And we did everything else we always did for Christmas. We have our movie marathons and we bake a bunch of stuff and eat a bunch of things we're not supposed to eat. And all of our busying comes to a halt and we stay together and hang out as a family. So as a parent myself, I make sure that my girls, we make ornaments and we have the tree, and I would lug the tree from the lot and strap it to the car and put it up. And I decided last year, I didn't go to the Christmas couch, but I have a wrought iron, very ornamental, tree-ish statue, I guess, that goes in the living room, and we hang our ornaments from there. So we still do all of our Christmas things. I've just decided early on that I'm not going to be married to the Christmas tree, and we're going to just have Christmas time.